The Pentagon has deployed 6 B-2 stealth bombers to the Indian Ocean in what defense analysts are calling the largest forward deployment of its kind. The move places America's most advanced long-range bombers within striking distance of Iran as tensions escalate over Tehran's nuclear program. Commercial satellite imagery, confirmed by Hans Christensen, director of the Nuclear Information Project at the Federation of American Scientists, shows the bombers parked in plain view on the tarmac at Naval Support Facility Diego Garcia. Independent journalist Ken Klippenstein shared the new imagery and details of the deployment, which also includes support aircraft and refueling tankers. At this time, none of these movements have been acknowledged by U.S. officials, but defense experts say the visibility is deliberate, a strategic message. The B-2s are capable of carrying both nuclear and bunker-busting weapons. Their range and stealth allow them to bypass air defenses and strike fortified targets, including Iran's underground missile sites. From Diego Garcia, the bombers can reach Tehran and return without refueling. 6 B-2s represent about 30% of the U.S. stealth bomber fleet. The Pentagon has also kept a second aircraft carrier strike group in the region and deployed A-10 ground attack aircraft and missile defense systems to Israel. President Trump confirmed that direct nuclear talks between the U.S. and Iran will begin Saturday in Oman. He warned that if negotiations fail, it will be a very bad day for Iran. Despite the threats, Trump says diplomacy remains his preferred path. Iran has rejected direct talks, but signaled a willingness to negotiate indirectly. Meantime, European allies face a fast-approaching deadline. By late July, Britain, France, and Germany must decide whether to reimpose UN sanctions suspended under the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. That decision becomes more urgent as Russia prepares to take over the presidency of the UN Security Council in October. Iran has warned it may withdraw from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty if sanctions return. The treaty allows international inspectors to monitor Iran's nuclear program and restricts efforts to build nuclear weapons. According to UN inspectors, Tehran already holds enough enriched uranium to build several nuclear weapons. Western officials caution that reduced transparency or inspection limits could increase the risk of conflict in the region. Israel continues to signal it may act alone if diplomacy fails. Iranian leaders insist their nuclear program is peaceful.